This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. When President Obama took the oath of office 4 years ago, there was a single word floating around out there, a word that had been pretty much the theme of his long campaign, the idea that he'd been running on, hope, of course. A lot of things have changed in the country and the economy since then, including, perhaps, how people think about that word. So this week we're asking people whose job it is to use words what hope might mean right now. Here's journalist and author Hector Tobar.
Hope is living in a city of second chances. I know this because I was born and raised in L.A., the capital city of American second acts, a city where people come from Korea, from Louisiana, from El Salvador, and many other places in search of a second chance at freedom and prosperity. In Los Angeles, we have a magical factory system of second acts. My father wandered into one of these places on Hollywood Boulevard in 1962. He went in a 21-year-old Guatemalan busboy with a fourth-grade education and came out a fluent English speaker on his way to college. It was the night school at Hollywood High. Yes, there is poverty in Los Angeles, but we are not yet living and perhaps never will live in the kind of grim, hopeless landscape of Dickens. I know a young man who was shot and paralyzed a decade ago while stealing a case of beer from a liquor store. He was in a gang then, a tough teenager who later shot someone from his wheelchair. My friend, the paraplegic, was charged with assault, but spared jail time by a benevolent judge. This one act of benevolence led my friend to that other factory of second chances we call community college. And then to the next level of reinvention called the State University, where he eventually earned his master's degree in, of all things, medieval literature. These days, he teaches kids to write. In Los Angeles and its great sprawl of suburbs, this is not an unusual story. Go to your average continuation school, and you'll find at least two or three kids in every classroom who are about to slingshot themselves back into the regular education system. That's what hope is. Hope is living in a city of second chances.
Hector Tobar is a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist and author. You can read an excerpt of his most recent book. It's called The Barbarian Nurseries at our website. It's marketplace.org.